This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The man who will provide all of the color analysis on the Browns Radio Network joins us right now. He's Mr. Doug Deacon. Hello, Deke.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
We're doing all right
doing
today.
Good.
We're doing all right. I hope Baker can say the same thing on Sunday after the team that's leading the NFL with 11 sacks comes to town. What impresses you, Doug, about this front four from Washington?
Well, I think Chase Young is the guy that really impresses you. But the other part of it is, you know, even though they've got 11 sacks and lead the league, what they don't have, I mean, what they've been able to do is bring linebackers. Bostic's got a couple sacks. Landon Collins has got a sack. So even though they got five number ones up there, they bring people from the back end to get pressure too.
Hey, Deke, when you look at our offensive line, where does this offensive line rate for you right now through two games compared to other offense? Like Chris Hubbard did a great job stepping up last week. Wyatt Teller has been playing great. How does this offensive line for you compare to offensive lines of the past?
Well, I think it's about as solid as they've had for a while. I mean, until you go back to when Mitchell Schwartz was here and they had Betonio and that group. But I think overall, you know, they're just learning to play together, and they're playing together pretty well for just the embryo beginning stage.
Doug Deacon joining us. The running game, Doug, has been terrific. The passing game, I thought, showed what it needed to show last week. You know, it didn't dominate, but, man, it was effective. How does that balance work, and how should it work on a game-to-game basis?
Well, first off, I think you got to look at the weakness of the other team. And if you looked at Cincinnati, they were last year in the league against the run, so it was obvious the way to attack them. And I think, you know, when you run the football, it helps your pass protection. We didn't have any sacks last week. We ran for 215 yards. And it really, you know, if you have them thinking that you're going to be running the football, they can't just tee off and come up the field. But then on the other hand, if you got a team, you know, that has the personnel that the Redskins do in their front four, sometimes you can use that aggressiveness against them and, you know, get them upfield and kick them out in the running game and, you know, trap them and run the football. But I think, you know, just two games in, you know, Kevin is still trying to find the identity, what this team is, you know, the base offense is going to be based on. And I think, you know, last week he got a good clue that the running game is it.
Hey, Deke, with all the guys that are injured that have been kind of coming back into camp this week, what's your feeling on how many of those guys are actually going to see the field this weekend, and Denzel Ward's injury yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, obviously if you look at the Redskins, McLaurin is the guy that, you know, the big threat that they have. They tried to get Amari Cooper in free agency. They couldn't get him. But you look at the other numbers, they're pretty pedestrian for the other receivers. They like to throw short because, you know, their offensive line, they lost their fine right guard. He's out for Brandon Sheriff is out for the on the IR. So I think, you know, they don't have a lot of pop in the backfield. You know, and if you could get Denzel healthy and get him against McLaurin, and then, you know, you can neutralize him, that really limits the options that Haskins has.
Doug, what has struck you about the injuries through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season?
Well, you know, a lot of ACLs, and, you know, obviously a lot of people complaining about maybe the turf in over in MetLife Stadium. And, you know, there are stadiums that have bad turf. Philadelphia, when they had the AstroTurf, was notorious. Obviously, the Astrodome down in Houston was just horrendous. I mean, they'd have a rodeo in there on Saturday night, and you'd be playing on the AstroTurf. They laid over the dirt on Sunday. And, you know, that's one of the things the league has to look at. You know, they've made a lot of rules to make the game safer. But, you know, the big rule is, hey, the playing surface that you're on, you have to have the best that you can.
Deke, do you like the Browns this week?
Yeah, I do. I do. I you know, I just think that, you know, Washington is, you know, switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3. So they've got some things to learn in regards to that defense. But the one thing is, you know, when you – there are certain coaches that you – when you play against them, you know those guys are going to play hard. And I think Ron Rivera is one of them. I mean, you look at his history down in Carolina. They played hard. He's brought a lot of people from Carolina – over there, so you know the system is, you know, basically what he's run down there, and I just think that you see Miami, you know, they're a team last year we beat them, but they played hard. Even Cincinnati, you know, they you looked at them, you know, they had 12 losses or 14 losses, but 8 of them were by a touchdown or less. So you know, there's, you know, the records sometimes confuse you because teams that go out there and play hard will give you your money's worth on a Sunday afternoon.
Doug, as Andy mentioned, Denzel dinged up. We'll see what happens there. Greedy Williams hopefully coming back. Mac Wilson hopefully coming back. Kevin Johnson. How difficult will it be, or will it not be difficult, to bring these young guys back in, put them back on the field, and get that defense meshing a little bit more?
Well, that's one of the problems is they're young people, and, you know, they don't have a lot of experience to lean back on. And, you know, if it's a veteran, I think you have a better idea of, you know, what you're going to get because there's a better sample size. But, you know, with Denzel, you know, we know what he can do. And, you know, he'd be a great asset to have this week. So, you know, hopefully he'll be healthy. But, you know, if not, you know, we saw it last week with Chris Hubbard. Next man up, did a great job.
Hey, what have you thought of Kevin Stefanski through 2 weeks? Jeff and I talked about, you know, just the ability to bounce back in that second game on a really short week. I thought that was impressive because, I mean, let's face it, the opening night act against Baltimore wasn't a lot of fun to watch.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, also you have to realize, you know, who Baltimore is. They're a good football team, and the one thing that they do have is they have two good corners, which, you know, kind of neutralized our passing game. But, you know, I think, you know, with no preseason, it's going to take us, you know, a few games to figure out what we're all about. And, you know, the team that, you know, I think that really has drawn the short straw, you know, we got Baltimore out of the gate, but you look at Houston, you know, they had Kansas City, they got Baltimore, and this week they got Pittsburgh. Well, you play that trio, you know, 3 weeks in a row, they're going to beat up your football team.
Doug, this game on Sunday, Washington, a game that you said you think the Browns get it. I think they do too. I think they better, because then it's at Dallas. That'll be a challenge. Indianapolis comes to town. Pretty good unit there. And then at Pittsburgh. So an opportunity I think the Browns need to take advantage of.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is, you know, the more times you win together, the more confidence you have in what you're doing. And I think, you know, last week, even though it was a tighter game than, you know, you might anticipated, you know, with Burrow throwing the ball 61 times. I think if they can, you know, string some wins together and all of a sudden they start feeling better about themselves and playing as a team, because, you know, you got so many new pieces and parts every year. You know, we've got a couple new offensive linemen for the most part when you throw in Teller and Wills. I think, you know, the more times they play together and have success, the better they'll be.
Doug, thank you, buddy. We look forward to your work on Sunday.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.